From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In 1957, the Russians launched Sputnik, the first satellite to orbit Earth. The U.S. responded by forming NASA, and the space race had begun. The Russians took the lead 4 years later when they sent a cosmonaut into orbit. President Kennedy conferred with U.S. experts. Several were leading German rocket scientists who had emigrated after the war. They designed a program around U.S. strengths. In May of 1961, Kennedy announced their bold ambition.
Before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
America had succeeded in rapid, large-scale initiatives before. The Panama Canal, tooling up to build planes at the start of World War II, and nuclear weapons at the end of it. NASA's Project Gemini, from 1961 to 66, developed capability, mastering orbital flight, and testing equipment, techniques, and astronauts. Project Apollo began in 1967 with a tragedy. The three-man crew of Apollo 1 died in a launch pad fire. Undeterred, later missions quickly followed. By Apollo 8, astronauts were testing lunar modules in Earth orbit. Apollo 10 was a test flight all the way to the moon without landing on it. In July of 1969, Apollo 11 amazingly achieved Kennedy's dream. When Neil Armstrong made his
"One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Proof that a lofty goal can rally a nation to greatness. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.